Chapter 12. Stereotactic Craniotomy. At 6 a.m. on the morning of December 27, 1996, flanked on either side by Gigi and Kelly, I marched into Massachusetts General Hospital to have my head cut open. When I think about courage, I think about that morning. I have had long blonde hair since I was a little girl. The last thing I remember saying to Dr. Ogilvy before he injected me with some meds was, "Hey, Doc, I'm 37 and single. Please don't leave me totally bald." On that note, he knocked me out. Gigi and Kelly were quite upset with how long surgery lasted. It was late in the afternoon before word finally got to them that I was in the recovery room. Upon awakening, I realized that I felt different now. There was brightness in my spirit again, and I felt happy. Up to this point, my emotions had been relatively flat. I had been observing the world, but not really engaging with it emotionally. I had missed my childlike enthusiasm since the hemorrhage, and was relieved to feel like me again. I knew that whatever the future now held, I could face it with joy in my heart, and I would be all right. Shortly after awakening from surgery, I discovered that the left third of my head had been shaved. A 9-inch upside-down U-shaped scar, running 3 inches up in front of my ear, 3 inches horizontally over my ear, and 3 inches down behind my ear, was covered with an enormous patch of gauze. How nice of the good doctor to leave the right half of my head covered with hair. The moment Gigi arrived at my bedside, she blurted, "Say something!" Her greatest fear, of course, was whether or not the surgeons had to take some of my language center neurons, rendering me mute. I was able to speak to her softly. We both welled up in tears. The surgery had been an absolute success. After the surgery, I stayed in the hospital for the next 5 days. For the first 48 hours, I begged to have bags of ice applied to my head. I don't know why, but my brain felt as though it were on fire, and the cold ice relieved the intense heat so I could sleep. My last night in the hospital was New Year's Eve. In the middle of the night, I sat up in the window, all alone, watching the lights of downtown Boston. I wondered what the new year would bring. I pondered the irony of my experience, a brain scientist having a stroke. I celebrated the joy I felt and the lessons I had learned. I was touched by the daunting reality. I was a stroke survivor.